And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back, and we have some interesting things to talk to you about here. We are waiting for our guest. Usually it's Gary Richard Arnold, but somehow, of course, the holidays, he might be messed up in the schedule. That's okay. I will fill in here. I want to talk about a couple of things. 2020 is going to have lots of issues for us. First off, we have the impeachment thing that's going on. Nancy is, of course, has no input whatsoever to control the Senate hearing. She doesn't want it to start because, of course, it's going to take out of action. A number of senators are actually running for president before they have their Iowa caucuses and so on. They actually don't have any basis for what they're doing, which is ridiculous. And it should actually die, but I have a feeling if Trump gets his way in court, he could drag it out for months, which will completely destroy the Democratic Party and also put a lot of people away in prison. Now, the radical left are pretty insane. There's a number of dangers that I think could occur in 2020. And again, these are we call black swan or gray swan events. The first one is the successful assassination of President Trump. I think it's unlikely because he carries level 3 body armor. He has his own private security force around him besides the Secret Service. So I put that way down. Senate is the second Senate conviction of Trump and his removal from office. Extremely unlikely. Look at it numerically. Even if Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Collins from Maine and others, they're not going to be enough to actually win a majority over to win in the Senate. So that's not likely. Number 3, a large-scale false flag event gone bad where conservatives are framed. I don't think so. That's unlikely to happen, by the way. These are all, by the way, from Mike Adams, where he came up with some of these ideas. Number 4, an attempt confiscation of guns. It's never going to happen. They tried to do it in Canada. What they'll do is they'll try to confiscate and stop the production of bullets. Something simple like go through credit card companies and Walmarts, they won't sell you bullets. So what I recommend, number 1, is buy bullet-making machines right now from the various gun shows and online. And then start getting non-gun technology. You can buy a green laser, which will penetrate and even start a fire up a mile away, and get a drone for $1,000. I'll be posting up some non-lethal technology, which you'll be able to see on their site, including an of over 10 years, how to build a ball-bearing accelerator weapon, which can be lethal. You need to have these because we need to defend ourselves from a totalitarian regime on the left or right. So gun confiscation is not going to happen. Even all of the state sheriff's offices are basically telling the state to go to heck. Not going to happen. UN troops entering America, there's not enough UN troops. In fact, if you brought every air marine on the earth, you could not overwhelm 93 million armed Americans. So UN troops will be cannon fodder. They'll be chewed up so fast that we would know what happened to them. So they may have plans. They have a 250,000 troops in Cuba, by the way, ready to zip across the border to Florida. Florida is a big population. And you think that likely, and they're very conservative, they have lots of guns, that if you think UN troops are going to be able to swarm in and take over, you're delusional. And Governor Newsom, of course, has already completed negotiations with Communist China to land communist troops in California soil via the West Coast shipping ports. Yeah, that's true. But you know what? The federal government can kind of intervene, and these ships transporting communist Chinese can be blown to bits. So the idea that a state governor can go rogue and do that, it doesn't matter. Right now, with the homeless situation, that's extremely unlikely. Cheating by Dems in the 2020 election. firstly, the Dems are already cheating, and it's not surprising that they could actually try to cheat enough, but they won't get the. They might get some big city areas, you know, like Los Angeles and New York and so on, but they're not going to get enough in the college. So as a result, it's extremely unlikely. I would say the chances are about 1 in 100 that the Dems could win the election. And all of these candidates, none of them are electable. They're all nauseated in one way or another. They're all pro-abortion, pro-late-term abortion. They're all pro not fixing the healthcare system, but blowing it up. Next is number 7, a large-scale financial collapse. the world debt's $188 trillion. It's unmanageable. It's all by design. It's like a controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. Now, this is more likely, but it's most likely to happen after the election. And if it does, by the way, Trump will pull in things that will actually do it, like the Four Powers Agreement and the Glass-Steagall Act and other things to rearrange our economy and write off the debt. So a lot of this debt is actually to the Federal Reserve System. And to be honest with you, the world government has allowed, and the banks have allowed this to happen. China won't even get involved with this in trade completely because they don't believe in the bubble economy, which we have tied to the idea of the repo market, etc. So, yeah, this is more likely to happen, but it's most likely to happen after the election. So it won't affect Trump getting in. But if he would probably do some pretty serious surgical things to the U.S. economy, such as getting off the Federal Reserve System, backing the dollar with gold, have a Four Powers Agreement to lock in and currency exchange rates with other countries, which will be extending all of the things with trade with four powers. Number eight, left-wing violent uprising, likely following the 2020. Who cares? There's not enough left-wingers and enough guns in order for them to do anything. In fact, right now, the big thing Trump should do is get rid of all the so-called no-gun zones. If you had to get rid of no-gun zones, Antifa and these other characters would be very fearful if there's armed Americans either carrying concealed carry or open weapons would be willing to start beating the heck out of people of all ages. So, to be honest with you, that's another thing. It's extremely unlikely. Number nine, a grid down event. Yeah, this is quite likely, actually. We have our experts, Dr. Peter Pry and Glenn Rhodes. And a grid down event can occur from a cyber attack or an EMP from the sun, a solar coronal mass ejection. This is likely. This is one that's actually much more likely to happen. You need to have a backup power system. I have a 20 kilowatt generator and propane. I have solar panels, and I'm actually in the process of getting a system. I want to get solar hydrogen and silicon salt batteries, and I can actually, if you contact me, I can get you silicon salt batteries from China without any tariff on them because we have a way of doing that now. By next year, or later this year, 2020 that is, we'll have production in the United States or in South Korea for silicon salt batteries, but right now I can still get them at a really good price for you with no tariff. Even if you go solar, you want to have your own power because otherwise when the grid goes down, you have no power even though you have solar, okay? So that's important to understand. That's a likely event, actually. Death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, this is going to happen. I mean, she's hanging on by a thread. And when she passes on, most likely Amy Barrett, who's a Catholic with, I think, seven children, and she's a legal expert and a very strong Catholic pro-life, almost certainly you're going to see the Roe versus Wade, which if it had happened 3 years later back in the 70s, when ultrasound was available and they can prove it's a baby playing with their toes and bumping around inside the uterus, Roe versus Wade would be gone. So the movie came out this fall. I'm trying to get on the actors and actresses involved there with the movie, Roe versus Wade movie. I will try to get them on in the next few weeks to discuss this because I think it's extremely likely that after Trump appoints the replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it's very likely to happen before the election, that the Supreme Court is going to put on the docket to review Roe versus Wade, and it's going to be gone. So the federal mandate for abortion, and of course we also had, even during the last few years, the budget managed to continue to give half a billion dollars of money to Planned Parenthood to kill babies. And people that are pro-life should not have to pay taxes, which is like the Hyde Amendment, which, by the way, we've seen flipping on the part of even Mr. Senator, you know, Vice President Biden. So you need to know that this is Roe versus Wade is pretty well dead within the next 2 years if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is replaced by Barrett. That's a guarantee. And they can protest all they want. What's going to happen here is if you want to control pregnancy, it's a real simple system. You put in a valve, the valve turns off the ability to get any pregnancy of any kind. It also stops PID. I've contacted a doctor over 30-some years ago in San Antonio, Texas, developed the technology. It's a simple valve. There's no chemical effects because the birth control pill makes 16-hydroxyestrone addicts, which are from horse mare urine, actually causes cancer. We know that for the last 40 years. And the valve would simply prevent you getting pregnant. So you wouldn't have an abortion or anything. You just wouldn't get pregnant at all. So, you have to understand that the left wants an astral sacrifice of babies. And if you don't want to get pregnant, just turn the valve off. And if you want to get pregnant, turn it on. There's no pharmacological effects, and you're fine. The baby's going to be fine. So I would say the Roe versus Wade thing is going to blow up, and they'll protest all they want. And you might see some rogue clinics try to set up. There are going to be some doctors prosecuted, like so especially some of these late-term abortion maniacs. But and that ugliness will happen, but the whole issue of abortion is a major one. They're still pushing it in Canada and other countries, but we're one of seven countries, including China, that does late-term abortions. Most other countries, even in Europe, don't allow it. I think even in Canada, I don't think they allow abortion beyond, I think, the 20th week. So you have to understand, even as countries say 93% of abortions do first trimester, don't believe that. Now, I want to go over to some of the major news items that I usually do in news review, but I'm going to do it today. This is an interesting thing here. Let's have a look at it. And one of my favorite papers is the Epoch Times. And I want to go over some of the world articles and give you some comments on that. Trump warns Russia, Syria, and Iran against killing innocent civilians. Of course, they're doing it in Iran. They killed at least 1,000 with their Savat. This isn't going to work. Iran is now threatening Israel, threatening to bomb America with the... Even have two of their media organizations try to say they're going to blow up the White House. Our intel information is getting better and better all the time, including cybernet analysis of the internet. My guess is once we get full cybernetic protection and missile defense protection, which I'm working hard to get through to Trump, to be the brilliant pebble system that they hypothesized, but the latest development in that was turned down in the spring of this year by Boeing Aerospace after years of analysis and spending and being offered a couple hundred billion dollars to start the project. We don't have it, okay? So theater defense and their missile Iron Dome, which is partial defense, is not enough because there'll still be some leaky nuclear missiles get through and cause massive devastation. Ring of Fire solar eclipse occurred over Asia, so that happened. Former Conservative MP Lisa Raitt to help run race to replace Scheer. This is in Ottawa, Canada. Ed Sheeran to take a breather from work and social media. There's another guy that's a media person. These people really don't count. Notre Dame rector Flagel Cathedral may not be saved. I think it'll be saved. They're building an outside shell to actually hold the cathedral from falling in on itself. They'll have to rebuild it from the inside so they'll maintain the architecture, but it's going to be expensive. China sails a carrier through the Taiwan Strait. They're trying to think that they're going to take over Taiwan. Taiwan is armed with our nuclear missiles and the second fastest air force in the world after Israel. The idea that China's going to take over Taiwan, they might take over Hong Kong, but they're not taking over Taiwan. Taiwan will blast them into the kingdom come with our help. So if you idiot Chinese think you're going to take over Taiwan, which is, although they're Chinese people, they're not part of China, okay? It's not like Hong Kong, okay? And by the way, in Hong Kong, they had an agreement that you guys broke. So Hong Kong had a deal where they weren't under the sanctions that China is, and China is not, from what I say, going to play fair ball with this. That's why they're still supporting Kim and nuclear weapons. U.S. sends four spy planes over North Korea amid Christmas gift threat. You're talking about firing a missile. They can now actually fire a missile, according to the experts I've had on the show a year and a half ago. Roughly for 5 years, they could strike America with an EMP weapon or nuclear weapon. So we have to face the music. North Korea is a imminent danger to North America. If it just knocks a power grid out, people will die like flies. And it's a real risk. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Peter Pry and others, and I know how to fix it. Surge protectors in our UHF transformers, people starting to get distributed power, backup systems. We need to start realizing we need redundancy on both cyber protection and EMP protection of our power grid and our individual power for our corporations and our communities. Let's see. Canada gets a taste of hostile China. Of course, China's getting hostile to Canada, too, because they're not playing rare ball. And China's being very aggressive. So we will be back in a moment. We'll see who we track down here as our next segments. And again, with the holidays, it's tough to get people. We'll be back in a minute. Take care. Questions, by the way, 818-818-6401. Health issues, geopolitical and spiritual, are all available Coming up in Hour 3, Jonathan Gray from New Zealand.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Vending dementia is called. Okay, we're going live. And we're going coming back here. So, Gary, Richard, Arnold, we've got a lot of events. I went over a number that Mike Adams put out. All in a couple of them, I think, are significant. I think the idea of a power outage or an economic collapse are realistic. The rest of them are pretty distant, unlikely, we call gray swan events. What do you see in 2020 that is your area of concern? I know that there's another area that I don't think that Mike talked about is the fact, which I think is very likely, is the World ID. We have evidence that the chipping of the population and the biometric cameras everywhere in every country in order to travel by October 1st, and the plan to put in 5G network, one of the six satellite companies is going to have it up in February. 5G is part of the final layer of the Mark of the Beast of a tracking system, including skyways or cybernetic highways in the sky, where drones can deliver, say, products for order from Amazon within an hour through little sky drones. People need to realize this has been tested for 6 years by Amazon up in the Northeast, up I think in Washington State. What they should start understanding is the globalists, whether they're left or right, want to control us and actually have us in cyberspace, which they build a model of every individual, and they have a cybernetic, if you want to call it, database of each person called a node. When people want to say this is a theory, it's not a theory, it's a fact. It's an ugly fact. It's not open to their damned opinion, but we want to get their interactive idea of what they think they can do to solve it. Firstly, you need to start dissecting yourself away from being in the harm's way. Don't be in a big city at all. Don't be downwind of a nuclear reactor within 100 miles. Don't be near a fault line on the East Coast within 100 miles and on the West Coast within 25 miles of the fault zone. Don't be directly on the coast. Do have backup power, do have food storage, do have health protection, do have economic protection like our carrot bar system, and also bartering with food or other products you might have sequestered. So what would you say are your main concerns for 2020 and thereafter? What are you concerned about?
Well, the main things I see, and I think it's going to be replicated, is what the governor of Virginia or the Virginia legislature has done on going after
that's not going to do anything. All of the sheriffs, I answer that in the first segment. All the sheriffs in the area are going to say, go to hell. It's not going to do anything. What I am concerned about is that Walmart and credit card companies may not allow you to process and buy bullets. And the most likely thing is they're not going to seize guns. They're going to seize your bullets, so they'll be like a trophy on a wall, but they won't be able to fire because there won't be any bullet stuff to fight. It's civil detention like a civil war. You have enough to go hunting for a couple of weeks during the wintertime, but you certainly don't have enough as there's a civil war. So I don't think that is realistic at all. If they start trying to take away guns, the people trying to do it will die so fast they won't know what hit them. Americans are the least passive people on the earth. They try to take my guns, I'm going to kill them so quick they won't know what hit them. You shouldn't threaten that on the air, Dr. Deagle. I will use exotic technology, not just guns. I use stuff that you can't imagine what will happen if you try to start forcing me into civil detention camp or whatever. I'll kill you so quick you won't know you ever had a pulse, okay? And I'll use exotic technology that you and your idiots in the military haven't even seen yet. So you got to understand out there, there's no way they're going to seize guns, and if they start like this governor of Virginia, they're going to die. In fact, they'll be marched to a military tribunal and probably be executed. So if these idiots, things like Swallow and others, are going to say they'll take our guns, no, they're going to take our bullets. And people who don't have bullet-making machines, they're going to be in sorry case. Or if they don't have exotic non-gun weapons, whether it's crossbows or something else, scalar like a green laser on top of a drone that can fly, or a ball-bearing accelerator weapon, which I posted for 10 years with John Moore on my wellness conditions. People need to understand, you need self-protection because the government is your enemy. If you look at the governments of the world in the 20th
what's
century...
What's already been adopted by the central banks here is the Red Chinese social credit deals. They've, many of them, such as Discover Card or Costco, they'll give you 2% discount on all your purchases. But if they don't like what you're purchasing, it's not just that you own a gun, but if you advocate the Second Amendment, you can be disappeared as far as having credit or access to your bank account when this stuff comes down. It's rolling down now. There's different people that are
already. Let me explain what's happening, okay? I've been pushing carrot bars for the last 2.5 years. Carrot bars and cryptocurrencies and so on are something that China, which is a communist country, is outlawed. You know that, right? They're totally against the cryptocurrencies, you know, like Bitcoin's up and down. People have lost money on it. But what you have to understand is various levels of cryptocurrency, like the crypto gold, backed by gold, by Stuttgart, Germany, by carrot bars, makes it impossible for the governments to hack in. We have these phones now that are available, and the WIM computer, which is coming out in February, so that the governments can go take a flying lizard leap over the cliff. If they ever try to start seizing the ability to have private property and private ability to encrypt and send communications, we'll just build an alternative dark internet that's completely encrypted to the point where NSA and these other agencies cannot even hack into it. So these delusional people that think that they can do this, and even if it's only a small portion, let's say 5%, 5% will break their back. 5% of the population deciding to not play their game of both financial things by getting involved with carrot bars and having personal protection will kill them. Okay, they don't need 100% or 50% or 25%. 5% will do them in. And the reason is they can't tolerate the idea of an alternative economy because they want total authoritarian control. That's not going to happen. They also want to chip us. For example, the movie that's called The Feed, they're actually talking about cybernetic chipping so they have bidirectional access to our consciousness. That's not going to happen either because they can't send a scalar wave directly to your cortex other than maybe a wave to affect your reptilian brain to make you more aggressive like Operation Crimson Mist. They can't send crisp data streams of digital encrypted data to actually hack into your cortex unless they have an interface chip in you or a helmet or a headband around your head. And unless you're participating in this because you're a willing victim of stupidity, they can't get you. So the cyber state's going to die. That's one of the things in the next few years. You're going to also see humans get life extension technology, so aging is going to stop in the next few years. I have a lot of it already. I'm one of the lead doctors in the world on it. I have the first product at Red Deer Velvet. I also have epigenetic frequency therapy. Now I just got myself in the International Native First Nations Board. So I'm one of the lead doctors on the planet leading the charge toward anti-aging and solving dozens and dozens of health problems with alternative care integrated into surgery and other things, which reduces surgery and medical treatments. The system is right now the government wants control. They want to have national health care. Not for health care for you, but for control of your body, including forced vaccination, forced shipping, forced sterilization, just like they did in the early 20th century, which, by the way, we exported to Germany. When Germany started doing forced sterilization, it was because it was started in America, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, look at how many males now are sterile. I mean, this a lot of this killing and death is a limited life. I mean, they can manipulate your genes now so that you die at 35 or 38 when you're done.
That's easy to reverse.
I
can reverse all that. For example, when somebody says I got a child with ADD, ADHD, or Asperger syndrome, or they have what's called a predator class human, I can check their chemistry and reverse it and change it. I can even, down the road, we can even do epigenetic inversion of genes or frequency insertion to actually create gene complexes inside your body de novo because you have, everybody, believe it or not, has a gene writing program that can actually write new DNA genes de novo from the genetic experience you're having. People who think that genes just happen spontaneously know they get written by a code writer inside your DNA. Did you know that? And I know how to break the code for the code writer right now, not years from now, not months from now, today. So what I want people to understand is as much as these guys want to do this, they're in a panic to do it now because they realize the gathering force of opposition to them is going to kill him. Now, if Trump doesn't die and get impeached by his Diet Coke in his right hand, and he gets a second term, the Space Force will make us impervious to military missile attack and also cybernetic attack on our power grid and our commerce, etc. If we have treaties that force the Four Powers Agreement on the world, It means we'll have stable currency and we'll have ownership of our own intellectual property for inventions, because we invented 90% of patents in the world. The Americans did. 4% of the population, we own 90% of the patents. So countries like China will have to become more democratized, and people like Xi won't be emperor for life. He'll be replaced by an elected official down the road, because part of the process of being democratized and being involved with our system is to respect intellectual property and innovation, because the economies of the future is totally based on innovation. 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now haven't even been invented yet. So people that think otherwise, they're idiots. We were, this last month, November, is the year when the movie was made back in the late 20th century called Blade Runner. Blade Runner Day is past. We're also past Blade Runner now. And people don't realize the technology we already have, but we've tried to hide it, is way past Blade Runner. Genetic engineering, life extension, cybernetic supercomputers, the Virtual World Project, all this stuff is past, not future. People don't understand
that. What the central, the conspiracy is doing now is what the Chinese did in the old days when they wrapped their wives' feet so tight that they couldn't walk or be a temptation to anybody else. They were kept on the farm. And that's what the school systems are now. It's worse.
Yeah, but the people are going to start breaking out. You're going to start seeing, for example, defunding by Trump, for example, protecting the rights of free speech and these things. It's already happening. Trump already passed an executive order. My guess is he's going to actually defund these universities and their massive control of population to indoctrinate young people to be, we call, intellectual defecators of social communism, will stop, because I call them maggot universities, where their maggot socialist communist professors are telling the kids, if you don't graduate unless you actually reproduce the same BS that we're teaching you in class by producing papers, indicate you're a good social communist or involved with this, called this this movement, what do they call it, they use a word for woke, they call it the woke movement, you're not woke enough, No, these people are woke, all right, they want to decapitate them, so they believe in one sex and 63 genders, they believe in sterilization like this AOC nutball from the Democrats, or they want to give a broken healthcare system to everybody on the planet and bankrupt the country and drive us into a recession depression. You have to understand
the University
they want
of California
that.
Is basically a re-education camp. Of course, we had Janet. Nicole,
yeah, that's going to blow up in their face.
Ahead of it for years.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom is on his way out. If Trump gets a second term, there'll be enough rise of Republicans in the state of California by 2024. Newsom and the other nutball demon Democrats that are working with communist Chinese will be gone. Because
I'd love to see him go to Anchorage, since that which Republican Ripon Society member that came out against Trump.
You're talking about Lisa Murkowski, right?
Yeah, Murkowski, that's right.
Yeah, she's an idiot. You look at her face, and I'm thinking, this woman knows that she's done, because she should never have gotten power in a conservative state like Alaska. And if you think that now that we've got all these new oil fields, like the Anwar field in Alaska opened up, and we've got this communist there and this maniac who wants to get further, articles of impeachment... Trump needs. If I was advising Trump, I would not only shut these guys down, I'd be putting them in prison.
Yeah, well, I'd have them go to Anchorage military. And Fairbanks right now. There's only 700,000 people in all of Alaska. So, she should get her canoe and paddle across the Bering Straits to the Soviet Union. That's where she should go.
She's an idiot, just like a lot of other idiots out there. And the thing is that people, they think that we won't resist them. They're delusional. I'm a triple alpha, and I'm a beyond triple alpha. I'm a dangerous guy in terms of what I know, what I can do. And I'm at the point now where I've reached my limit of tolerating these crazy buggers. I'm going to release technology and knowledge and information. For example, I'm rewriting my book, Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon, I wrote over 25 years ago. I'm doing it in video clips and a text that's going to be on a CD. So by this time next year, it'll all be completed, including hundreds of video clips, which are going to be posted on my private Vimeo channel right now. In the next few months, you'll see more private Vimeo clips. And I'm going to put it all together as a book. And when you see this, you'll be able to actually go to the book and hyperlinks and watch the video clips right from the book itself. Plus, it can be geared to an audio book to talk to you, so you can listen to it while it all of a sudden converts to the video clips.
I've got another tale we can tie on the donkey's rear end here. Mentioned last week about the Americans for a United Europe with Alan Dulles and Walter Bedell Smith and Frank Wisner. Turns out Frank Wisner, I'm looking him up, and he belongs, it says, He was the first director, of the CIA, or the assistant, right. Walter Bedell Smith. He belonged to the most secretive of secret societies from the University of Virginia. It's called Seven Society, and they don't publish the names until after the member is dead. And that also included the Secretary of State for Truman and Roosevelt, Edward Stettinius, and other people. But it's just one more of the secret societies that...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. I got an interesting article I want to get your response to. The Hong Kong Chinese, by the way, they're not regular communist Chinese. These are very, very Western-like business people that just happen to have Chinese heritage in their genetics. Same way with Taiwan. The Taiwanese are not going to submit to China. It says Taiwan president urges more talks on contested China infiltration bill. Now, You have to understand that China wants to just take back these territories, and they also expand Belt and Road. They're taking over seaports, roadways, railways, and so on, and building them all over the world so they can protect their power all over the planet. This is not a funny joke. It's, you know, it could be used, the Belt and Road, to actually democratize the whole world for business, but the Chinese want to project their power and actually replace America, and they actually want to take over the beast system, which, by the way, has already developed and sitting in Colorado Springs for 30-plus years, which I took care of employees working on, the Virtual World Project at Sri Air Force Base. So these Chinese idiots are going to get themselves stomped on. In fact, their economy has already collapsed 30%, and they're going to collapse a lot more if they don't comply, because this first phase of this treaty that Trump put forward is going to blow them up, especially with their bad behavior to the Hong Kong Chinese and their threats against Taiwan. It's going to kill them. And if people think it's going to be, now it'll have effects on commerce too, because a lot of stuff's made in China, which means cost of Christmas toys next year is going to go up. It means a lot of consumer goods are going to go up in price because China's going to get hammered because they're not going to comply. They never have. And the communists are going to continue to see if they can negotiate to take over power as a world production manager, building 100, half a million warehouses to store all the stuff. They build everything. And, you know, with AI and 3D part printing and artificial intelligence to actually manufacture things back in America, there's no need to have slave labor around the world.
It was 40 years ago when the red Chinese helped wrestle the Panama Canal away from the United States, and most of those senators that voted for, at least a dozen of them, got defeated. But the Chinese control both ends of the Panama Canal with their private corporations.
Right.
Or national.
But they're building a new one. They're building a new canal that's supposed to open, I think, another year or so, I think 2021. And the new one will take a little bigger ships right across the canal. It's also dangerous for life forms because it'll bring life forms like stingrays and so on across from the Pacific Ocean, which are very deadly, across the Atlantic Ocean, and it could be some biological catastrophes caused by doing that.
Well, it's Mitch McConnell and his wife who had investments in a communist Chinese shipbuilding outfit that has ships so big they can't go through the Panama Canal. They're just there to run Chinese goods to the United States West Coast ports.
Right.
But, I think that's why he's holding back, and he doesn't want everything to come unraveled. There's so many establishment people in there that don't like the swamp being stirred up or drained.
Well, the problem is they're part of the swamp themselves. These are swamp masters. So McConnell is partially trying to back Trump, but he's actually trying to cover his own butt because he's actually pretty corrupt with his Chinese wife, right?
That's right. And that's the same Peter Schweitzer who, unveiled Duncan Hunter, and Chris Hines, who's the stepson of John Kerry's skull and bones.
And by the way, I'm going to mention
over his head
our sale is still on, by the way. Mary is the code, right, all the way through January 3rd. I'm working on an AI automatic report writer for people. We also have now moved, and I've now boarded in the First Nations Medical Board. So all my consults, beyond just free giving you advice what nutraceuticals to take, require you to sign up for a membership for $35 per person. And once you're signed up, then we can actually do telemedicine consults. And I charge for my time $160 per half hour to actually do a review of your records and give you recommendations for your conventional tests you can do with your doctor or test kits I can send. So that's now bumped up quite a bit. We also have a network of providers we can connect with all over the world. So clinics, from stem cell clinics to surgical clinics to whatever. And we can do telemedicine tests and telemedicine. So this is a big improvement over what we had previously with a proper board to manage and watch everything. So, I'm also being now certified, so it's outside of the state boards, provincial boards in Canada, or any other medical organization that might try to interfere with me being able to do telemedicine or the other things, which is nice. So where I see things going is the world of the future is going to see a lot of outbreaks of citizens and inventors and people that are going to break the code. They're going to break it. And it's not going to be a majority. It's going to be a minority. I mean, people don't realize that the American Revolution was led, I think, by 3 to 5% of the population. It wasn't a majority at all. But 3 to 5% was enough to break the British, wasn't it?
Yeah. And, the communists only need 1.5% if they're organized and disciplined, but that certainly doesn't sound like the free enterprisers in the United States.
To be honest with you, I think They're delusional. Even in China, do you know that most of the people, the politicians in China, are engineers and they get trained elsewhere? If the communists think they're going to continue, and these communist Chinese that are old guard are now in their late 70s and early 80s, they're all dying off, man. They're not going to be around. And that's why when you look at this guy, Xi, this new emperor for life, he's an idiot, okay? He thinks he can turn communist China into the controlling system of the world when they have a deficiency of women. And they say it's 36.5 million. It's more like 100 million. In fact, Mao Zedong said this in the late 40s, that he could create an army of 200,000, which is 200 million, to invade the Middle East. Well, guess what? It's pretty damn close to that. I mean, the Chinese have really screwed up their population demographics, and it's killing them. And as their population gets older, they're not going to be able to replace the people that are going out of the workforce and going into retirement. So China's going to be a thing of the past. India's rising. America, because it's innovative, is going to rise because it's got populations from all over the world that get exceptional genetics because we're all innovators. No matter what our skin color or background is, our genetics are different because we are exceptional genetically. You're likely to step out of the box. Those out-of-the-box genes are actually part of the reason why America invents the future, right? We're different genetically. No matter whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Congo, Mongolian, we're different because we have gene complexes that are actually more common in people that are innovative. People don't know that, do they?
No. Well, the other thing, you know, I think people are going to, you know, they're really going to panic because I'd seen on one of the economic programs the other night that there's $1.5 trillion in cash that people are stashing in boxes in other countries because even their own country's currencies are, you know, not secure. And right now, the U.S. is doing better than anybody else. But they're printing money, and whatever happens to that money.
I'm going to make a prediction. Number one, I'm going to predict that when Trump gets back in, he's going to do three things to the economy. Number one, he's going to back the dollar by gold. Number two, he's going to actually have treaties that lock in our currencies with other countries like China, India, etc. When he does that, it's called the Four Powers Agreement that LaRouche has put together. And once you lock it in with gold, basically gold becomes much more valuable by about 500% at least. You'll also see that other currencies have to be linked. In other words, when we have a treaty to do trade with a country, they'll have, let's say, a year's permit of a locked-in currency rate, and we have a formula for calculating how big their economy is, how their currency exchange rate should be. So they can't just print money out at, you know, like Venezuela, like a maniac. That's why you need more bolivars than get toilet paper, you know, stupid. So they're sitting on all these resources of uranium, gold, and the largest oil reserves in one single country on the planet. Yet they're a devastationist because they're run by damn social communists. And nobody wants to deal with them because they stole all the oil refineries and everything from U.S. and foreign national companies. So why would they want to deal with Venezuela? So they just tell Venezuela to go to hell. You know, people don't understand.
Well,
you got to get along in order to build
dollar for so long. And now, you know, they've got oil everywhere. You know, that peak oil was such a fraud. You know, I mean, everywhere you dig
up. Yeah, not just that. You know, there's 2,000 times more methane hydrates in the world than oil in terms of energy. And we also have nuclear fusion. You know, that's why the Chinese 5 years ago said, actually having hacked into enough of our databases to realize we were hiding it for 60 years. I have said on this show for almost 12 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. Now the Chinese this last year built a demo fusion reactor in China to say, and it's basically on my design. Did you know that? Jets of helium-3, fire them at near light speed at each other, and create a plasma field, and the plasma field held in a magnetic bottle. Then just pull off energy from that and turn it into a plasma feed on a plasma, hollow plasma magnetic line, and then you convert to alternating power, whatever, DC power, wherever you want. And there's no need for substations because it doesn't drop off in power for thousands of miles. You bury it because it's completely resistant to EMP or any kind of cyber attack. It's just a plasma line.
Well, I know before Sutton, Dr. Anthony Sutton, who wrote The American Secret Establishment, all about skull and bones, his last years were spent in researching, you know, energy. And I don't know if he was, you know, murdered or whatever happened to him. He was
I know more than any of these guys altogether, okay, collectively. Yeah. Whether it's methane hydrates, oil, nuclear technology, or even star power. Star power, which is what they use when they make a supernova. Okay? And you know that every galaxy has a white hole and a black hole. You know the black hole in the center is always the same mass and size as the mass of all the stars around it because the stars and the planets are white holes emerging from space-time vortices. The mass that goes into the black hole emerges from the other side as white holes, as planets and stars. You know, the fact is that the world is a cyclical system, even the galaxies and the cosmos itself. And once we get control of these other power systems, there's no limit there. The same with intelligence. Right now we're playing with what's called algorithmic AI, which is pretty juvenile. I know how to make a non-algorithmic system, but I don't want to teach it because I saw a program just night before last, before I watched the Christmas show, which is Bruce Willis, his Die Hard show, which is his Christmas Die Hard movie. That's really good, by the way. I tell people, if you don't listen to my medical advice, and that includes co-hosts, you're going to die hard, And unfortunately, I've got some bad examples of that. One of them recently was Tex Mars, who didn't listen when he had heart failure, and I could have helped him. So if you're out there and you've listened to the show for a while and you don't buy any products, shame on you, because if you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer for it and you'll die prematurely. And I'm going to say, well, Dr. Deagle, that's not very nice to say that. I said, I'm here to rescue you, and if you don't listen to my advice but you're listening to other foolishness about, the economy or power blackouts and you're not taking care of your health, what's wrong with you? Because if you don't take care of your health, what's the point in worrying about the economy? You won't be around for it anyway, right? Yeah. And people say, oh, well, that won't happen. I said, well, when they put 5G network out there and they're toxic as hell and I have the only solution, which is to create a jamming frequency, I'm the first in the world to have a jamming frequency antenna system that can jam the effect of 5G and toxic electrotoxins. I'm the first in the world. Nobody's even close. All right? And I want people to understand this. If you're not prepping for what's coming, and believe me, the future is a lot different than what you think. These idiots have stupid comments like this guy, governor from Virginia. He's a narcissist, just like Swalwell. These idiots think they can just take your guns. No, they'll take your bullets. Or they'll, rather than do cyber, hacking into your brain, they'll try to sell your kids video games with a helmet or a headband so they can start hacking into their cortex and then suck them into, I call cybernetic e-drugs. You know what an e-drug is? It's an electronic drug where you disappear into cyberspace and you don't want to come back. So they'll try to get your kids with e-drugs. That's a new thing that I've invented called, just like e-toxins, e-drugs, which are electronic cyberspace like going into the holodeck. E-drug games for, lethal games or e-drug brothels. I mean, people don't realize that the cyberspace is very, very dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the average person out there doesn't have either the curiosity, the intellect, or the bravery to ask those questions. And I dare people to ask questions on my show, but you know what? I'm going to get you to ask a few questions here. You got 1 or 2 minutes left. Ask the toughest question over Christmas, New Year for 2020. You'd ask if you knew that the guy replying the answer had God on speed dial. And I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Toughest question you can think. Any area.
Yeah. I only know two people that have had cancer, and they've held it off, although I think one's still taking... going to Los Angeles for the radiation crap.
Okay, well, first off, what is cancer? Cancer is where DNA tries to escape toxic pesticides and pathogens and toxic chemicals. And the cells lose their cell-to-cell contact and start rejecting changes. They're like a prepper with an IQ 200 and a billion in the bank and 6 tours of duty. So if you don't look at cancer as a weak cell but a strong cell that's ticked off and psychotic, then you can solve the problem. I have solved it. I can cure people with cancer with many layers of treatment. They will not kill your bone marrow or make you bleed to death or die of super infection or have your hair fall out. But if you think other doctors don't want to...
They can get the summary at your website, right? They can get the
summary
on that.
Yeah, they can contact me and I can give them a free starter protocol, but they want a full formal consult. I work with IPT clinics all over the world. We have special tests in New Jersey and Boston, actually, for cancer markers. I got the RGCC test in Greece. We have advanced therapies such as, the anti-vaccine against the dendritic vaccine and sort of against the blood vessels of the cancer.